Health advocates say the COVID-19 crisis is having a far greater impact on rural areas than city dwellers. They're calling on the federal government to support them, particularly during this time. Eduardo Jordan found out more.
Rural communities face significant emotional, economic, social, and physical challenges during the COVID-19 crisis. While the federal government is supporting many Australians throughout JobSeeker and JobKeeper, uncertainty still exists about whether these programs will continue after September. Now, the National Rural Health Alliance is arguing this should be continued. National Rural Health Alliance CEO Dr. Gabrielle O'Kane says they're calling the government to give JobSeeker and JobKeeper.
Well, I guess what we understand is that the economic impact of COVID-19 has been really devastating for rural, regional and remote communities, many of which are already economically disadvantaged. So we want to call on the government to ensure that the rate of the JobSeeker payment remains the same until the economy and job market recovers. And we want to make sure that the government addresses the critical shortages of health workers and also making sure that the actual healthcare providers are maintaining their JobKeeper payments so that those businesses, the healthcare businesses themselves, don't go under during these economic times.
Regional and rural areas have received the government schemes with great relief, but Dr. O'Kane says not everyone has access to them.
Well, we do think that the JobKeeper and JobSeeker, both of those payments have been really important because what it's meant is that people haven't gone into the level of poverty that they could have otherwise. So that's been very, very helpful. But there have been some people that haven't been able to get access to those payments. And so there's university staff are not covered by JobKeeper. There's casual workers, temporary migrants, and some of those groups, casual workers, temporary migrants, are really important to rural parts of the economy because there's often, fruit picking and other sorts of work that casual workers and temporary migrants might do. So, those people that are in those areas are not getting access to the JobKeeper or the businesses themselves are not getting access to that.
Unemployment and underemployment were big issues for regional areas even before the pandemic started. But with the outbreak of COVID-19, rural communities felt the strain more.
The problem has been, though, that over the years, rural and remote regions have always had more unemployment than they do in metropolitan areas. So it's already disadvantaged. So when you then put the extra layer of COVID-19 over the top of that, it means that the economies in rural parts of Australia are suffering a lot more. So then you might sort of think that because we're a health organisation, that why is the unemployment rate of any great interest to us? But it's because of the link between unemployment and poor health outcomes. So those who are on lower income, unemployed, they actually don't eat as well. They might be more, mental health issues. And then there's not the access to the healthcare that there is in metropolitan areas.
Businesses aren't the only ones feeling the pinch. Health systems in regional, rural and remote areas are being affected by understaffing. Dr. O'Kane says more support is needed not only during the pandemic, but permanently.
Look, there's always been, shortages of health workers in rural and remote parts of Australia across the board. It doesn't matter whether we're talking GP or nurses or allied health professionals. So, of course, during this pandemic, I guess there's a bit more pressure on the workforce at the moment because if you're unwell, you might be required to stay at home and stay in quarantine. So that means that there's pressure on the staff that remain and there's a pressure, I guess, to feel an obligation to go to work when they're unwell. So those are the sorts of things that we need to avoid. I guess there are opportunities really for the government in the future to ensure that there's support for online university training to upskill the rural health workforce and to perhaps bring people that are currently not working back into the workforce with some sort of skill upskilling for them.
The National Rural Health Alliance hopes the government keeps supporting rural communities into the future.
We are really optimistic that the government will be listening to the combined voices of so many organisations such as ours and others. In terms of the shortages of health workers in rural and regional areas, we certainly do know that there has been some movement in that area, but we need that to continue. So we think that there is some good chance of that. And then when it comes to, I guess, the JobKeeper payments for a lot of our rural healthcare providers. We're still hopeful, but it may be more difficult to achieve some of those things. But I think ultimately what we're after is some economic stimulus across the board. So even, you know, in things like agricultural innovation, potentially even sort of manufacture of the personal protective equipment rather than bringing it in from China, can be other ways in which we hope that the government works as well.
Health advocates say the COVID-19 crisis is having a far greater impact on rural areas than city dwellers. They're calling on the federal government to support them, particularly during this time. Eduardo Jordan found out more.